Track 10, and more news stories. Devon County Council has said it hopes to start work on the next phase of improvements to a Newton Abbott Road in the new year, as it awaits the outcome of the Department for Transport spending review. The change of government in July saw the next phase of work to the A382 delayed, as the bulk of the funding had to be signed off by central government. The project is partially funded by the Department for Transport, along with local contributions from Devon County Council and Teignbridge District Council, a spokesman for Devon County Council said. Following the general election and change in government, the Secretary of State for Transport issued a statement on July 30th that the DFT is carrying out a spending review. We are awaiting the outcome of that review and final sign-off of the DFT funding, but we maintain our aim to start work in the new year, the spokesman added.
Heritage Days and Rivers Days. Newton Abbott Museum will be exploring routes, networks and connections as part of the National Heritage Open Days on Saturday, the 14th of September. Free events during the day include leatherworking demonstrations, Lego engineering, map creations and a meet and greet with Lady Catherine the Tudor. St Leonard's Clock Tower will also be open between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Also in Newton Abbott, an arts exhibition celebrating rivers and the ocean will open next week. Dubbed Ocean Connections, the conceptual exhibition will open for a month at the Maltings Tap House from Saturday the 21st of September, which so happens to be World Rivers Day. Organisers are inviting people to gather at the Town Quay at 12 p.m. to share in the celebration.
Funding boost for Moorland Charity. A native woodland charity in Devon has received a £1,000 funding boost. Moor, spelled M-O-O-R, Trees, is dedicated to restoring and enhancing native woodlands on Dartmoor through growing and planting local provenance broadleaf trees. The charity, which has established 162 new woodlands and planted 165,000 trees to date, received the £1,000 donation from Benefact Group. The donation made as part of the Movement for Good Awards won't just help with planting trees, but it will nurture hundreds more, providing habitat to the declining woodland species. Additionally, it will empower volunteers by providing a range of tree growing, planting and monitoring activities. Zoe Partridge, a fundraising manager at Moor Trees, has spoken out following the overwhelming support from the public. We are very grateful to the group for their incredibly generous donation. This will significantly boost our efforts at the community tree nurseries, allowing us to grow even more native broadleaf trees from seed with the continued support from the community. And there's a fabulous photograph beside it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them waving their spades, which look as if they have been digging, and to be fair, some of them look as if they've been rolling in the mud as well.
Gardeners create a riot of colour. How does your garden grow? Extremely well, according to the members of King's Kurzweil and District Garden Society. The society meets once a month throughout autumn, winter and spring at the Village Community Centre. And their annual autumn show held in King's Kurzweil Village Hall last weekend is very much the highlight of the year. The hall was transformed into a miniature Chelsea flower show with an abundance of stunning colourful blooms, fruit and vegetables, plus homemade produce and craft items on display. Despite the unseasonal summer weather this year, our members have done really well with some amazing flowers, vegetables and fruit, said Society Chair Sandra Dunsforth. We had 360 individual exhibits this year, which is astounding, and the judges certainly had some tough decisions to make. Naturally, myself and the committee must extend a huge thank you to all those who contributed to the show, exhibitors, judges, volunteers and sponsors, and everyone who turned up on the day, she said.
Waste pile fire. Firefighters from Buckfastleigh tackled a large waste pile fire. The crew were called to a property near Bickington on Saturday afternoon. We used one hose reel jet to extinguish the fire and drag forks to take the stack apart to get to the deep-seated fire within, a spokesman for Buckfastleigh Fire Station said. Crews made the area safe and returned to the station to clean their equipment.
Guerrilla gardeners strike again. Another overgrown footpath in Tynmouth has been cleared thanks to the efforts of a group of guerrilla gardeners who are now planning to look at funding to turn the area into a pocket park for local residents. The team of volunteers spent the weekend clearing an overgrown footpath and play park between 3rd Avenue and 4th Avenue in Tynmouth. The footpath was thick with stinging nettles and thorns, meaning that children and families were unable to access the play park. We managed to cut back nettles and thorns a metre at either side of the pathways, thus providing a safe passage for children to use the play park. Joe Cox, a professional tree surgeon, worked for free with the team and helped by providing equipment and professional advice. With some enhancements, such as wildflowers, this could be an oasis of nature just a few steps away from busy streets. I am very grateful to the volunteers who cleared the paths and play park, said Councillor David Cox. Local people commented that what pleased them the most was seeing a group of Tynmouth people working together to make a visible difference in supporting our town. It means a lot to people, and it's nice to see what the team has achieved. Earlier this summer, guerrilla gardeners cleared an overgrown area near a Tynmouth fire station.
Frustration at recycling centre delay. A lady visiting a recycling centre has aired her frustration at having to wait the best part of an hour to get access to the site. Maria Fuller said, "I arrived at the facility at 4:15 p.m, having driven from Tynmouth on a warm, dry afternoon with a boot full of mixed items to dispose of. I was in a queue of approximately 10 vehicles, which were all stationary," she added. "It quickly became apparent, however, that no vehicles were coming out of the centre onto Brunel Road. I waited in the queue for 45 minutes. My car eventually moved forward at 5 p.m, Maria said. "There was no announcement of why we were all held up for 45 minutes, no apology and no explanation. I think it's unacceptable to expect people to wait this long on a Saturday or indeed any day," she added. The delay was likely a result of compacting, which happens when the rubbish needs to be cleared, a spokesman for Devon County Council said. He went on to say, when containers are full, they have to be changed over, and this may result in the site or part of the site being closed for periods during the day. When this happens, for safety reasons, the public are asked to remain in their vehicles until it has been completed. And he said that the apologies were given for the inconvenience, but unfortunately, it's unavoidable.